Last night on BBC One, we discussed gay marriage in Northern Ireland. It's been backed by the House of Commons in England and Wales. It could go through in Scotland. You could have a situation here in Northern Ireland because the DUP, of course, the largest party in Northern Ireland, have said that same-sex marriage will not be happening under their watch. Last night on the programme, it got pretty heated between Jim Allister and the singer Brian Kennedy and Peter Linus and Patrick Strudwick. And there were lots of you. You should just see the Twitter reaction last night after that show. So we've asked Patrick Strudwick, the journalist and commentator, to come on this morning with Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. And if you want to pick up the phone, 08459 555 678. Patrick, were you surprised by the reaction last night in Northern Ireland?
No, I wasn't actually. I mean, I've come to Northern Ireland a few times. I know a lot of Northern Irish people in England, where I live. And actually, what I found is that the majority of people in Northern Ireland have a basic sense of justice. The majority of people in Northern Ireland believe in equality, in every citizen being treated equally in the eyes of the law. So, you know, when I made that point on the show last night and there was applause, it merely confirmed what I think about Northern Ireland, which is that it is actually a progressive country being run by regressive people.
And Peter Linus, explain to us once again, if you can, why you object to two people who may indeed be as deeply in love as two heterosexual people, why they should be banned from getting married.
Yeah, well, if I could just respond to Patrick and deal with that, is that Patrick comes across each time and tells us we're very regressive here. He used that language again about Northern Ireland being regressive, and that's not the Northern Ireland I see. We're aligned with 170 countries around the world that don't support gay marriage, not with the 12 that do. And the reason is that equality is the red herring here. So civil partnerships already enshrine the principle of equality. And Patrick, like many others, like Peter Thatchell, the gay rights activist, has made clear, this bill that we're discussing doesn't actually make the two relationships identical. There are all sorts of differences between what would be proposed in the bill for gay marriage and what would be heterosexual marriage. So if we're really talking about equality, then this bill isn't the place to do it. Civil partnerships give the principles. And what this bill doesn't do is give protection to churches.
Yeah, but you are against gay marriage. Tell us why.
Because civil partnerships already give the same rights to gay couples. And this bill
doesn't
change
they
that.
They don't. They don't. There are legal differences between civil partnerships and marriages. For example, in Northern Ireland, if you have a civil partnership, you are not allowed to adopt children. Whereas if marriage was brought in, then gay couples would be allowed to adopt children by virtue of the fact that they had a marriage.
Patrick, does this bill make gay marriage and straight marriage exactly the same? No, it doesn't. And so you're not talking about identical equality here. The principle of equality is red.
If you believe in equality, surely you would want
red herring. It's such a red herring every time, Patrick. Which do you want? Do you want the principle?
Explain red herring to me. Explain red herring. Giving everyone the right to get married is equality. It's legal equality. There's almost no difference. Whereas civil partnership and marriage, there is a big difference. Not just about adoption, but also things like if you are a heterosexual married couple and one of you decides to go through gender reassignment, you have to get divorced and then have a civil partnership in order to remain legally bound to each other. That's ridiculous.
Do you think this bill gives some protection to the churches? Do you think it's going to? Are you going to be campaigning next week to say, let's see an end to the churches, let's see an end to Christianity? Do you understand why churches are scared by this bill?
The government in London has promised a quadruple lock to protect religious organisations that do not wish to perform gay marriages. It is not going to be forced on anyone.
Are you going to seek that next, Patrick? Are you going to seek that next?
Am I going to what?
An end to Christianity? I mean, we discussed this after the show last night. You said, I want to see an end to Christianity.
I'm an atheist, so of course...
Let's at least have an honest debate where you say your real position is...
I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in God. But you call yourself a Christian and yet don't believe in humans being treated equally. That's not godly. That's not Christ-like. That's not
Christ. Not believing in God and wanting to end Christianity.
And how, Peter, does it affect anybody else if gay people get married?
I've asked Patrick repeatedly about the protection for churches. It's not there, so we've already seen a housing manager who's had his...
There is. Surely there has been a guarantee from the Prime Minister, no less, that no church will be forced to marry someone against their will.
Aidan O'Neill is one of a number of QCs, leading human rights lawyer, who said the government is not able to do that because they're signed up to a European convention. And we have seen the government. Lillian Liddell is a registrar in London. She lost her job because she...
Typical homophobic scaremongering. You're just creating these bizarre possible scenarios that will never happen.
Call people homophobes.
So do you not...
doesn't like something, he says you're homophobic.
So Peter, just to be clear... So just to be clear, Peter, do you not believe in the European Court of Human Rights?
No, I do believe in it, but I believe it will overturn anything the British government
But if you believe in the European Court of Human Rights and you believe in the principles of it, then why would you not trust...
Well, I believe in it as in it exists and it will overturn this. That's what it's going to be.
But if it overturned it, would it not be... would there not be due process? Do you not believe in the integrity of the European Court of Human Rights and that we all as human beings should have rights?
There are a hierarchy of rights. So in the Liddell case, there were two dissenting judgments. So it's not a simple matter. Two judges disagreed with the other five judges. Five ruled in favour of the registrar. Two said
beyond churches being forced, which the Prime Minister's given a guarantee that won't happen, beyond that, I come back to my question, Patrick. How would it affect anyone else if gay people got married? How?
You're asking Patrick or Peter, sorry.
Sorry, Peter.
So, because we're driving again, the principle of equality is already enshrined in law under civil partnership.
No, that's a statement of fact. That's a statement of what you consider to be fact. The question is, how would it affect your life or anyone else's life?
And in one sense, it wouldn't affect my life, which is all the more, that's why I'm trying to make the point of why I'm campaigning. It will affect broader society. We have a huge problem with family breakdown, £44 billion a year spent on family breakdown. We need to be supporting the family and supporting marriage. And marriage is the place of procreation.
Well, you can say this about marriage, but of course, if you look at the statistics, just out, it was December 2012, gay marriage is not legalised in the UK, obviously, yet. And there's a 42% divorce rate. 42%.
Is way too high. But the countries that have gone for gender-neutral marriage, like Denmark and Norway, have an even bigger problem. Civil partnerships are even less stable in the countries that have recognised gay marriage. Sorry.
That's rubbish. That's absolute rubbish. If you look at the countries that have introduced gay marriage, their divorce rate has declined Their divorce rate has... the marriage rate has declined less quickly than that in countries that have not introduced gay marriage. And furthermore, in the UK, since civil partnerships were introduced, the divorce rate has gone down in 6 of the 7 years in which that has taken place. So if you're... I've looked at the statistics on the divorce rate over the last 7 years since civil partnerships were introduced. They've gone down...
I'm not familiar with that. What's the study called? You did the study.
Look at the Office of National Statistics. It is available online.
That gives me the for Norway.
The point is, you say that you are pro-marriage. You say that you are for, against family breakdown. I am too. So let more people get married. If you believe in marriage, open the doors. Let more people get married. Allow stable, loving relationships for gay couples as well as heterosexual couples. I'm all for family stability. I'm all for that. I'm all for the family. So let us be a family. Allow equality. Stop objecting based on these medieval attitudes.
But Patrick Strudwick, as Jim Allister from the TUV pointed out last night, we've tried to get him this morning, we can't get him, and we can't actually get in contact with him. But as he pointed out, do you not believe in devolution, in a democracy in Northern Ireland, local people represented by their local parties making a decision? And at the moment, the DUP have a massive mandate and they are going to block it.
Well, it's a very interesting point. And yes, I do absolutely believe in devolution and democracy. And as far as I'm aware, the social attitudes in Northern Ireland are progressive, but do believe in equality. And yet, you know, people don't just vote because of a politician's beliefs on gay marriage. People have voted in the DUP for all kinds of other reasons. So what you have is, you know, the DUP representing the constituents whilst not actually reflecting the views of their constituents on gay marriage. So yes, I'm all for devolution. I'm all for the Northern Ireland making its own decisions. However, I think what is likely is that if the DUP continue to oppose it, it will be the legal difficulties will mean that it will be forced upon you.
Well, Patrick's social commentary from London is fantastic. We were regressive, suddenly we've become progressive, and the language of progressive is now locked on. If you're not in favour of gay marriage, you're no longer progressive. And of course
Indeed.
We're progressive as a country. And Patrick's using very loaded language and coming up with statistics from Norway, which apparently our Office of National Statistics...
Those statistics were from the UK. From the UK. Look at the Office of National Statistics. They will tell you that during the last 7 years since we've had civil partnerships, the divorce rate has gone down in
170 countries in the world, including all of South America, all of Africa, Far East Asia, Muslim countries, all support traditional understandings of marriage.
Well, slavery was across the entire world a few hundred years ago. That doesn't make it right. Either you believe in the basic principle of equality or you believe in discrimination. You believe in the latter.
Well, that's, again, name-calling from Patrick is his usual way when he's losing an argument. I believe in equality, but equality does not mean...
What was the name-calling? You believe in discrimination. That is ipso facto correct, because you do not want me and any other gay person to get married.
Here's Kevin.
It's a completely illogical argument.
Tell me this, by the way, Peter Linus. It is likely that what would happen here is that if gay marriage becomes part of legislation in England and Wales and indeed Scotland, you could have a scenario where someone who is gay gets married across the water, and if they come and live in Northern Ireland, their marriage is essentially annulled. It becomes a civil partnership. So you could have someone who is together, has had a marriage ceremony, is gay, and if they come and travel to Northern Ireland, they lose their marriage, right?
Well, I don't think it would call it annulled.
It becomes a civil partnership. Their marriage status is not recognised.
I think that's the same for anybody who has a polygamous marriage in another country who comes here. That our jurisdiction can't recognise that in the UK as a whole. So we don't recognise the three people in that marriage, even though their home country does that. I think that's perfectly understandable and acceptable.
But you would have a United Kingdom citizen. You would have a citizen of the United Kingdom who, when they travel to one part of the UK, they lose their marriage.
But I think the language of lose your marriage is an emotive way of putting it.
Well, it's true, is it not?
The rights on the ground would be, and I'm not sure what the problem about it. That's the consequence of devolution is, if you move from one country that recognises a polygamous marriage to a jurisdiction that doesn't,
okay,
then you have to
All
be
right. Listen, thank you.